G'day Rockstar, Taki Moore here from Coach Marketing Machine. Today I want to tell you a little secret that we do at the end of a triage call to get someone to make sure that we only accept A-grade players. Stay tuned. By the way, if you're not running a triage call, you should. Stay tuned, we'll show you how to do it. All right, so let me break this down. In our four-part black belt sales process, you know, the stuff that we do with our clients, really there's four key phases in the sales process. I want to kind of dig deep into the last step of part three, but you need to get some context. So number one, we have education-based marketing. It could be a webinar or a live event or a video series, etc., which builds the need. Then we have step two, a funnel filter. What does the funnel filter do? It filters people in or out. It helps you work out who's worth talking to and who's not. Typically, at the end of the webinar, we'll do a little piece of, you know, you must be this tall to ride the ride, like you do at Disneyland or Luna Park. Let people know who qualifies and who doesn't. And then we have a short questionnaire that people fill in. Those two steps kind of get people excited and then filter some people in or out. The next step is we have a 10-minute triage call and then finally a strategy session. On the strategy session is where the money is made. And if you do it right, if you do this process, you'll be converting kind of 90 to 94% of the people like we do and like many of our clients do as well. Cool. Let's talk about the triage call. What's the triage call's job? Well, we might have talked about this on a previous video. It's really simple. Its job is to work out really quickly who you want to work with and who you don't, right? And at the end of the triage call, the last step is we're going to show people the door. So the truth is there's actually two doors we can show. At the end of a triage call, we can either show people the door and say, hey, we're not a fit, but I recommend you do this, or you can open the door through to your strategy session. Does that make sense? So at the end of a triage call, you're going to have asked them a bunch of questions and worked out what the top three problems and their impacts are, and then you're in a place to choose. If you feel like you're a really great match and this is something you'd like to work with, then you say, great, so I said before that my job today was really simple, to ask you a bunch of questions and work out if or how I can help. The good news is I eat problems like that for breakfast. And so the next step for us is to book in another call to talk about how. And then you can explain, you know, position your strategy session, tell them how it's going to work, and let them know that, you know, either you're going to email a link or your VA is. Cool? But what if they're not a good fit? What if you had that kind of little voice in your head saying, stay away from this person, they sound bad. Right? Or you just, for whatever reason, you don't want to work with this person because you only work with A-grade players. Well, then you show them the door. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time today. I said right at the start, my job is to ask you a bunch of questions and work out if or how I can help. Based on what you've told me, I'm not sure that I'm the best guy for you or best gal for you. You really want someone who can X, Y, and Z and specializes in ABC. That's not me. But I reckon, you know, if I were in your shoes, the first person I check out is, you know, yeah, insert name here because they can help you with X, Y, Z. What I'm going to do is I'm going to flick you an email and introduce you guys both. What have you just done? You've opened the door to the people who are a great fit and you've shown the door to the people who aren't. That way you can bring your A game to people who are world class. Does that make sense? So that's this week's Coach Marketing Tip. If you liked it, click the like button. Leave me a comment below. What's your number one secret for filtering people in or out in a sales process? Leave me a comment below. Let's continue the conversation down there. Take good care. I'll talk to you soon. Schwing!